Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Tomorrow brings us the new moon in Taurus, which is one of my favorite new moons every year because I love this time of year, the spring, and I love the moon in Taurus. This is the sign in which the moon is exalted. Venus's nighttime earth sign that is filled with cozy and just lovely, comfortable things. All the things that we love about being out in nature in spring and celebrating life as something truly wonderful. We all know, though, we are aware that the state of the world does not always feel wonderful. Sometimes, to be perfectly honest, it doesn't even feel tolerable. And yet here we are. This is our life, our lives together. This is the moment, the time in which we live. And somehow, we are meant, we are called to find a balance between living in the world and celebrating the world. Tomorrow's new moon will be exact mid-afternoon in my time zone. Whatever time of day your new moon is exact, one thing is still true. The moon will be dark, invisible to us in the sky. She will be so close to the sun, its brilliance will hide her completely. The darkness points us to one of this new moon's keys. We are being invited into a quiet, calm, contemplative place where instead of giving into anxiety, we're asked to find simplicity. Given the world today, hearing that sentence might have made you laugh or even cry. How can we find a sense of simple goodness when we're surrounded by dangerous challenges? That very question, though, is the heart of this new moon. How? I love the moon in Taurus. This is the coziest, calmest, most solid moon ever. Grounded and also ready to be comfortable and enjoy good things. The first decan of Taurus brings a sense of planning. Spring is here, but most places have not reached their frost-free date. So buying seeds, maybe starting some under grow lights, baby ducks, farmers markets. This is all the Taurus vibe. Yet the key aspect at the heart of this new moon chart is a tough one. The new moon squares the Mars-Pluto opposition. This is the gnarliest aspect of this spring. It will be exact tonight, April 26th, at 9:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Because of the extra orb allowed the Sun and Moon, it will still be very much in play tomorrow as part of this new moon signature. So this new moon asks us explicitly to find a way to be at peace with whatever Mars-Pluto tosses up. By extension, this Taurus new moon asks us to practice staying calm in the face of everything happening right now in the world. No. I am sure some of you are saying that. No. How can I? This is a dangerous time. It demands all of our focus and attention. How can we not be distressed? It's important to be clear here. The message of the Taurus new moon is not get over it, or let it go, or ignore it, or heaven knows, you're overreacting. Instead, this Taurus new moon invites us to explore what it means to be calm in a hurricane, to maintain our peace in a firestorm, to chop wood and carry water when it feels like everything is crashing. This is the path of the Tao. Lao Tzu's first teaching was simplicity. One translation of this first precept is, simple in actions and in thoughts, you return to the source of being. The kernel of this is the Taoist belief that we can only act truly when we are aligned with nature, with the earth herself. The best way to align is to live simply, move slowly, and pay attention. Only then can right action arise. This is very difficult when we are staring directly at Mars in Leo and Pluto in Aquarius in a face-off. What will they do? How can we prepare? It's going to be big. We have to be ready. Here, we can notice that the modern world and the many serious challenges we face are designed, sometimes quite deliberately, to destroy our peace, to frighten and overwhelm us, to leave us feeling small and weak. Finding our authentic place and action calls for slowing down, centering, grounding. We need to be still, find our roots. Once we do, right action will emerge. Notice that this is not about leaving the world or ignoring what is happening around us. Instead, it's about observing without being taken over, finding that still place where we can know what is best for us to do. Change is happening at speed. There's no doubt about that. Uranus in late Taurus still trines the south node of the moon while sextiling the north node, Saturn, and Venus. More shocking news will emerge. Yet the simple wisdom of the Taurus new moon remains. We're asked to keep our feet on the ground, stay hydrated, eat well, get good sleep, take care of those around us. Out of these simple actions, the path will emerge. During this waxing cycle, we'll reach Bealtaine, Beltane, which falls on May 5th, astrologically, when the sun reaches 15 degrees of Taurus. On this day, we'll enter the bright half of the bright half of the Celtic calendar, one of the hinges of the year in which the veils between the worlds are thin. Bealtaine is a celebration of life, fertility, baby animals, green and growing things, music, dance, and feasting. Looking ahead, I will tell you that at Bealtaine, the moon will be in Leo, trining Mercury in Aries. Venus in early Aries will be conjunct Neptune, a time for bright dreams and celebrating a simple life. These are not easy times. The challenges are many. Yet the Taurus new moon asks us to slow down and align with the earth. Not to avoid challenge, but to take the time and develop the presence to understand our best path forward. This is an important moon for checking your chart. This time, we want to look not only at where the new moon is, at 7 degrees 56 minutes Taurus, but also where Mars, 4 degrees 8 minutes Leo, and Pluto, 3 degrees 48 minutes Aquarius, are. The Mars-Pluto opposition signifies power struggles, along with deep personal as well as societal issues. Mars in Leo grabs the mic and starts talking. Not everything he says may be true, but it's bound to be interesting, and something is sure to land. The significations for Pluto in Aquarius are still emerging. They definitely include tech, big tech, and scary aspects of both. Pluto in Aquarius can also reveal the hidden underbelly of our highest aspirations. Do we mean what we say? And does what we say actually mean what we think it does? The sun squaring these two brings light to whatever the situation is for us. So, early Taurus in your chart can point to places where you can find comfort, or places where you want to build that sense of stillness and simplicity to get to the place of comfort. Mars and Pluto in early Leo and Aquarius can point to where power struggles are and have been. These struggles can be internal or external or both. In other words, this opposition can highlight the inner workings of your psyche or focus attention on relationships in your life. Since this is the final exact Mars-Pluto opposition in this grouping, we ought to have some clues as to what it's about and what we might need to do about it. We're in a time of wrapping up some of this spring's challenges. Mercury leaves their retrograde review period today, April 26th. Venus enters Aries April 30th and leaves her retrograde review May 16th. Mars leaves his retrograde review May 2nd. May the calm, quiet energy of the new moon in Taurus help us sort out what we've learned, what we still need to integrate, and what we can let go of. Simplicity, calm, and alignment are the path. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology wishing you an insightful and, yes, peaceful new moon in Taurus. Let's pay attention. Let's attune to the earth naturally, but also to our charts to see where these Mars-Pluto tugs of war are popping up, and how this Taurus new moon can help us find the best way forward. As always, thank you for listening.